Hey guys, it's Christina and
Lewis
with
the Crunchy Christian.
And we are back this week to talk to parents about the importance of self-care. We polled our Facebook group and there were a couple of people that had requested self-care, and then the other one that they suggested was they wanted us to do a podcast about what to do as a parent when things get hard. So we will probably do a podcast on that, rephrase that a little bit. But today we really wanted to focus on self-care because as parents, this is one of those things that's really easy to put off.
Mm-hmm. You get caught up in taking care of the kids or the house or your job or, you know, so much other things. But then you neglect yourself and it brings you down.
And over time, it's kind of that idea of if you're in an airplane and there's turbulence and the oxygen masks fall, you have to put your own oxygen mask on first and then put it on your child. And this is really true with self-care. I've said this before. I say it a lot. We have to fill up our own cup first, and then that overflow will pour out into other people's lives. And also, the thing about self-care I think that we don't think about is when our children see us practicing self-care, we're teaching them that self-care is important.
Right. When they see us taking time to pray or to exercise or to do something to take care of ourselves, it, you know, it becomes important to them too.
I mean, they're going to model us. That's the reality. Our children will model our behavior.
It's scary too.
Yeah, that can be scary, right? that whole thing of, I will never forget, for instance, one of our children in church years ago, and he used to say the word damn for down. That's just what came out of his mouth. And he'd always say it at church, and we always thought, great, they think that we're cussing around our kids. And guys, we're not perfect. Trust me. There is some cussing going on. I'll just confess that right now. It happens. But anyway, they will. They'll model our behavior, right? And so I think, though, when it comes to self-care, the first thing we have to do is, sorry about that, guys.
We have a cat that's wandering around, and she's not the declawed one, so sometimes we might get a little
Yeah, she jumped up in my surprise. Lap and was like, oh, yeah, I felt that one. Anyway, so I think the number one thing when it comes to self-care is that you have to make it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
This can't be something that you just go, I'll do it every now and again.
Right.
You need to make it a priority. It needs to be something that you commit to daily.
Yeah, some things daily, yeah.
Yes. So I guess let's start here. So I think the first thing we need to do is actually identify what you need to get out of your self-care.
Mm-hmm. In what ways do you need to take care of yourself?
Right. And really, you need to evaluate your current situation. Because someone, for instance, as a new parent, for instance, or a parent with a newborn in their home, or a toddler, your self-care needs will be different than that of someone with a teenager in the house.
Yep. Definitely.
I mean, your needs are going to change over time. Your needs are going to change whether if you're having a stressful situation, if you're under a stressful situation. I mean, like last September, my mom passed away. And so we went from things being pretty copacetic, right? Mm-hmm. Life was just flowing along. And then this unexpected thing happened. And self-care became learning how to deal with grief. And so we go through these times of happy times, and then we go through stressful times, and then we can go through grieving times and celebratory times. And so we have to look at where we are right now. Where are you today?
Right.
So, I mean, even asking my husband, like, where are you today? Identifying what you need today. What would be something you would need today? Just currently how you're feeling. You know, do you have high energy level today? Are you a little tired? We just had, for those of us that don't live in Arizona, we all had to spring forward last night. It's daylight savings time. Yeah. I mean, are you a little tired today because your body clock is off?
That's what my first need was, coffee.
Amen. Guys, coffee can be self-care. We may be the crunchy Christians, but you will find there are certain things that I'm going to totally confess to. Mm-hmm. I like coffee. But I would say that's a great way maybe to start your day. But you don't want to drink 8 cups throughout your day.
Right.
But I actually could see doing that on a day like this where we're a little tired because our body's not used to this, having an extra cup of coffee, but not making that a daily habit. Again, guys, I'm not anti-caffeine. I think there's a time and place sometimes for this.
We could make a ultra powerful B vitamin shake.
There you go.
There's the crunchy part.
There you go. Instead of coffee, you make a delicious green smoothie, which during the summer months when it's hot here, there will be a lot of that going on.
That is some nice self-care during
the
summer.
Yes, it is. So you really start with where you're at. We were tired today. Yes, actually, he probably had more coffee. I had half a cup of coffee this morning, but I'm going to have some more this afternoon. I will confess that. So identify where you're at and be willing to admit maybe you're not feeling very well today. Maybe you're full of energy today. So we start there. Start with where you're at. And the other thing is, there are going to be things that you do that you will do daily, that you will do weekly, and that you will do occasionally.
Right.
So things that you might do daily, I'll just use newborn, parents of a newborn as an example. And it's been a long time since I've had a newborn in the house. I mean, my youngest is 11 and our oldest is 18, so...
But, yes, we do remember how tired a young parent is.
Yes, God bless you, young parents, you know, or young parents, even older parents.
Yeah, right.
If you're in your 40s and you just had your first child, God bless you even more. But here's the thing. For some of you, the daily self-care may literally be as simple as making sure you take a shower every day.
Yeah.
Making sure you wash your face every night before you go to bed.
Get the slobber and spit up and whatever else that babies produce.
Exactly. So it may be something as simple as that. It may also be something like taking a nap while your child is taking a nap. And even if you have...
Right. Don't go clean up the bottles in the sink. That can wait. You know, if you're going to fall asleep cleaning the sink up, you need to take a nap with your baby.
The greatest trap we parents, I think, can get into is being too busy.
Yep.
I have seen many...
I'm guilty.
Many a new mom, even if they have children already at home, overextend themselves.
Yeah.
You know, there is this sense of getting a little cooped up, and I totally get that. But don't overextend yourself as a new parent. Don't overextend yourself as a parent, period. It is really easy for you to not only overload your children with activities, but to overload yourself and end up ignoring the basic needs that you all need to be at your best. So self-care can also be about removing some things from your schedule.
Learn when to say, no, I can't do that. I can't add that to what I have already.
Right. I had a great discussion this morning, actually, on this topic and on Facebook. You weren't in there.
I'm looking at her like, who?
I had posted this morning, my husband was vacuuming. He was doing some cleaning. We didn't go to church today. And confession, we don't go to church every single Sunday. It's not feasible for our lifestyle right now. Sometimes Sundays are the only days that we can have family time, that we can go do fun things together, that we can get housework done. Because Saturday, we spend the entire day running errands and getting things done that didn't get done during the week. And so we talked about this on the Crunchy Christian Facebook page and how one of my dearest friends had posted that her son said that you know, being outside and fishing with his dad and hunting with his dad is like church almost. That's not exactly what she said, but that's what she meant. And
but the guy I work with said the same thing this very week, that's what his church is, going outdoors.
And I don't, this is not me telling you to neglect gathering together as a Christian mm-hmm. community. That is not what this is about. Mm-hmm. And some of you may even be listening to this who maybe don't even identify as Christian, but you enjoy learning about natural living and that sort of thing. And so reality is, I want to let you off the hook sometimes of feeling like you have to do certain things if your schedules don't allow it. I don't think God is sitting there judging us. This is the other thing we talked about. We were growing up forced to go to church. And God bless our parents. I know they were doing the best that they could do.
The best they knew, yeah.
And they really wanted us to get that firm spiritual foundation, mm-hmm. and I get that. Mm-hmm. Totally get it. Yet as an adult now raising children who I want them to be able to make the choice about church. We have found that they actually want to go to church now. Mm-hmm. They want to go. I think my daughter was actually a little disappointed, and even my son made a comment this morning about when we go to church, but we all kind of got up a little too late because of daylight savings time, so it just didn't happen. But going to church can be part of your self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for many people, missing church, they feel like they've really missed something. And that's perfect. That is wonderful if that is where you're at. But for some of you, I don't want you to feel guilty if there are seasons of time in your life where you can't meet with your faith community.
But that's also self-care. Because it is self-care. Right. If you're feeling under the weather or you know, just plain sleepy, you know?
I think God totally gets that's our rest day.
Well, definitely.
We're resting. We're having our Sabbath. And so, like I said, some of the things that we do as far as self-care, as far as it goes, some of them are going to be, it's going to be weekly, it's going to be daily, mm-hmm. it could be monthly. Mm-hmm. So, I know some of you, oh my goodness, financially speaking, one of my goals is I would love to go get a massage every week.
Yeah.
That would be the ultimate in self-care for me, is to be able to at least go once a week. My husband knows. But you know what? If you can't afford to do that right now, and you're married,
or have somebody that doesn't mind giving back rubs,
exactly, then maybe you make it a priority to do that for each other. If that's something that you enjoy, that mm-hmm. can be self-care. And then that can also be a great bonding time for you and your partner.
It is.
I'm kind of, I think, I kind of monopolize the back rubs.
Yeah.
See? I totally do.
She gets more of that self-care than I do.
Yeah, but I'll ask him and he'll tell me, no, I don't need it.
No, that wasn't a complaint.
No. But just, you know, there are ways around things sometimes. So maybe you can't get away for the weekend with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a little home retreat.
Exactly.
You order in for the evening, or you go pick up a really nice meal and you sit down and you enjoy an adult conversation. Mm-hmm. Because nurturing your relationship with your partner is so important too. That's actually part of your self-care. I personally think, because number one, my husband's my best friend. And when I spend time with him, it helps relieve stress for me.
It does help how you feel. I mean, it is a self-care thing to do that for your partner.
Right. It's you're nurturing each other. Uh-huh. And so I definitely think that spending time with the person that you love, especially the person that you're intimate with, you know, that literally knows you inside and out. You know, you need that time. And not just sexual time. Just time.
Right. Just time sitting on the couch. Right.
Snuggling, talking, enjoying a meal together. And so that could be something that you do weekly. And if weekly your schedules don't allow that, do it monthly. But try to make some time for self-care that includes your partner, because it is feeding you and you're feeding them as well.
And if there's, and if you're a single parent, take some time to find somebody to spend time with. I mean, even if it's not a romantic involvement, you need an adult friend to either vent with or laugh with, or just to talk about something besides diapers and dirty clothes, you know?
And sore boobs. Yeah.
Right.
Seriously. Right. I mean, it's, you really need that friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of self-care, is getting out and enjoying yourself and doing things that you love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You need to have a hobby. Doing something that you love as often as you can is a great way for you to really refill that cup that I was talking about at the beginning of today's show. So the other thing is spiritually, which we've kind of touched on this, but oftentimes if we can't do some of the more physical self-care things, one of the easiest self-care things that we can do is pray.
Mm-hmm. Prayer, meditation, spending time alone, talking to God, listening to God.
That has to be one of your primary self-care priorities. I mean, you really do need to make nurturing your spiritual self as important as nurturing your physical self.
Yeah.
And this is one of the primary teachings for those of you who are going through Way Less to Feed More with me starting on the 20th. That's a primary focus of that program regarding health and wellness, is actually spirit first. Nurturing your soul first and your spirit first.
I believe, this is my own personal belief, that if you work on your spirit, everything else is just going to fall into place. Not, I mean, not as magical as I'm making it sound.
You're gonna have to do some work. No, it doesn't make your life perfect.
Right. It doesn't make everything perfect, but it makes everything much easier to handle.
You have that foundation.
Yeah, right.
Your foundation is there.
There's a foundation.
You have your faith foundation there to lean on when times get hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're never feeding that side of yourself,
when times get hard and you want to fall back on it, you don't know what to do, where to start, you know?
It's hard sometimes to start those spiritual practices like meditation and prayer and maybe daily inspirational reading from your Bible or another inspirational book. It's hard to get into that habit when you're in the thick of it.
Right. When
life
you're in the bad times.
Has
correct. Yeah.
Literally, the rug has been pulled out from under you.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to start a meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's often better for you to start the practice now. Stop making excuses and start doing just one thing. It could just be picking up your Bible and reading it for 5 minutes.
All right.
Reading
You've got
one
five,
verse.
10 minutes a day.
Maybe there's a devotional book that you like to read. Read that every day. There's so many things that you could do here.
And if you don't have time for that, dadgummit, that's where you need to say no to some things.
Exactly. Where are you filling up holes in your life?
With stuff you don't need.
With stuff you don't need that are actually keeping you stuck in a place you don't want to be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We're really good as humans to do this. Being busy is a great escape from life.
Well, and it makes others think you're, I don't want to say, think you're important. Or it makes you feel good about how others see you.
Let's just think about how social media feeds into this. We are scrolling through our feed and we see people on vacation and we see people going. And how easy is it to sometimes, new moms, look at your life, for instance, or if you have a newborn in the house or a toddler, and sometimes feel this little twinge of jealousy because you're not able to just go.
And I can speak for the dad a part of that too. Because, yeah, you feel almost trapped in the house, you know? I can't do these things. Woe is me.
We used to be able to do this before kids.
Yes.
Well, actually, Lewis and I have never had a moment where we haven't had kids together, so we don't really remember what that's like. So, you know, for those of us, for those of you who know my, you know our story, when we were married, we already had kids together. We had a toddler. Well, my husband did.
Oh, yeah, I had a toddler.
He had a toddler. And so when we got married, it was instant kids and then new baby. Mm-hmm. So we know what it's like, too, for those of you who are maybe in a blended family like that, where you go from maybe always having kids in that relationship. And so you maybe don't remember what it's like to not have the children. And it really is, I think slowing down our schedules is so important. I know back when I was teaching at least three yoga classes a week, it got hard.
And that's funny, though, how a seemingly spiritual thing took over. But it wasn't feeding your spirit at all.
It wasn't. And as much as I loved teaching the classes when I got there, it was awesome. I loved teaching.
I mean,
I would not really complain about it. Mm-hmm. But what I was noticing is that my own yoga practice was falling behind because I was having to prepare to teach classes. And even though it was only 4 hours a week, you have to think about you drive involved. There. You have to prepare for the class. You then afterwards have to drive back home and then do whatever you need to do. And then
go get a coffee with one of the students.
Or, you know, whatever. Exactly. And it just started to become am I doing this so I look good as a yoga teacher? Or am I...
That was the point I was trying to make. Right.
And the reality is for me that I have found I am a much better yoga teacher when I teach fewer classes than when I teach a lot of classes.
Because you're taking care of you more.
Because I'm nurturing my yoga practice. Mm-hmm. And so that's just a great example in my own life of where I had to say no more. And right now, I'm literally teaching yoga once a month.
But you like the class.
But it's feeding me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm working with a group of women who...
It is feeding you. It is.
I'm teaching yoga at a shelter, at a women's shelter for women who have left abusive relationships, and many of them are also dealing with addiction. So I'm teaching trauma-sensitive yoga once a month. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not bragging on this. I'm just saying this is where I had to find kind of my sweet spot with my yoga teaching that not only filled my own cup when I'm teaching, but that is really feeding other people too.
And you've witnessed it feeding other people. You've heard about it feeding other people. And that's what's cool because it's feeding you just as much.
Right. And this is why finding those things that you're doing in your life that can feed you, it's key.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just do things sometimes because you feel obligated.
The hobby we need. It needs to feed us. It needs to bring us fulfillment. Not necessarily just joy or happiness, but feeling like we're doing something.
Right.
Something good, important.
Yeah. And so here are some things that you could do, add to your self-care routine, that maybe you haven't thought about. Maybe you have. One of the easiest things that you can honestly do for some of you who, like we've talked about new parents a lot today, is take a shower. Wash your face. These are very simple things that don't seem like a lot, but when you have young children in the house and you're not getting a lot of sleep, putting your lipstick on before you go out the door might be your self-care for the day. Yeah. It really may be. Or just sitting and praying while you're feeding your infant.
Those are good times.
But those are sweet times.
Of course, I wasn't doing the breastfeeding thing, but
no.
It was just so nice to hold them and rock and pray and thank you, God, for this wonderful thing, you know?
Right. And so you can do those simple things if you have a newborn in the house or you have younger children in the house. And then for those of you, whatever that word was supposed to be, for those of you who have older children or you have a little more free time, and even if you don't have a lot of free time, exercise. Now, my husband sucks at this, and I know he won't get mad at me saying this, but he doesn't work out.
I will admit that.
He'll admit it.
I am not an exercise fan.
No. Now, going out and hiking in
I'll
nature,
walk in the woods for days.
He'll walk in the woods for days. Like, today would have been great if it wasn't so...
45 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a beautiful day outside.
It's so cold, though.
Quite chilly, yeah.
I cannot believe you know, we're in the
From
middle
75
of March.
To 45.
Yeah, and we're freezing. And so, but exercising is really important. Even if you can only get in 10 or 15 minutes a day, doing something to move your body, if you can get outside for a walk, that would be the best thing for you to do. Of course, yoga, I'll always recommend.
And, well, I was going to say, and for those of you who don't like the physical exercise like I do, doing yoga feels good for my body.
And
it stretches things that feel nice, you know? So,
and you don't have to, I think when we think of exercise, you don't have to go to a gym to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you don't have to have a big cardio workout.
No, great example. I very rarely go to yoga studios or do yoga. A few times a year, I'll go to a yoga class. Mm. But I will always practice on my own almost daily.
Yeah.
On the weekends is usually when I take a break, but Monday through Friday is when I am going to exercise. And it isn't always yoga, but that's my primary go-to. But if you don't, I'm just going to be honest. I love doing group yoga classes in a group setting, but I don't love to drive. So sometimes it's more stressful for me to get there than just to do my yoga practice at home. And a few times a year, go and take a group yoga class, kind of fill myself up that way, and I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Lewis, drive me to this group yoga class.
Seriously? That's what I do. Oh my gosh, it's hysterical. And it's not that I hate driving, it's just not my favorite thing to do. I just don't love it. But, so you've
if,
got
and
to,
if it would ease her undue stress, I will gladly do anything she likes. So.
Yeah, he'll drive me. He's totally awesome. Totally awesome about that. But another thing that you can do is have an adult conversation.
Mm-hmm.
As parents, how often you're like, oh my gosh, it's so good to have an adult conversation about something other than video games.
I brought up a while ago, if there's not a partner or if you're a single parent, but even if you do have a husband, wife, whatever, if you want to go out
Your friends.
With a friend, right? Do that. It doesn't have to be your partner.
No.
In fact, going out without your partner can cause some good stress relief because you can talk about them without them knowing.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Okay, I'm playing.
He would.
But you know I'm right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's what he's thinking. I know
that's
what you and your girlfriend
that's exactly
you go out
what
and do.
Y'all
that's
do.
What y'all do. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. But there are creative ways that you can get the self-care in.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't...
And guys, I'm sorry if you're hearing that squeaky noise. It's our door that our daughter's letting our dogs in and out. If you guys have pets and children, you need double the self-care, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Especially if you have a beagle in the house. But you may have to get creative when it comes to sneaking in the self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, taking a bath is always great if you enjoy that. Maybe just one day you take an extra long shower if you get the chance. And the thing is, too, for some people and for ladies, I totally know, just putting makeup on one day a week can feel like you have accomplished a whole lot. It really, really can. And I know as a guy, you don't get that.
Well, I think
but there's
because
just something,
you look nicer.
Yes, sometimes about not looking like I'm the mom who's run to the grocery store with spit up on my shirt.
You want to look pretty. You want to look attractive to somebody else.
And I mean,
know?
Honestly, I'm one of those people that putting on makeup sometimes is actually a chore to me. It is. I confess it. I have the world's fastest makeup routine ever. And so that may not be your thing either. But even if for some of you ladies who love going and getting your nails done, I've actually never done it, or I've never had a pedicure. That sort of thing, I'm just kind of not into.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'll paint my toenails and fingernails at home, but I'm just not into going and getting it done. But if you're into
usually,
that...
That's a self-care routine with your daughter.
But it is. I do that with my daughter. But if you enjoy that, go do it. Right. Just because I don't enjoy that doesn't mean that you don't. And that that isn't a part of your self-care routine. If it is, please go get your nails done. Go get a pedicure. If you enjoy going and getting a makeover every now and again, go do that.
If you've got the extra money, go shopping.
Yes.
You know?
It's the other thing, something too, that we haven't talked about. And I can't believe we haven't, that this hit me. Is one of the things that I do for self-care is I use essential oils.
Oh, yeah.
Why I haven't said this already, I don't know.
That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I even have an essential oil necklace that I'll wear. And
aromatherapy.
Yes. And just whenever I'll smell it sometimes, it'll just be a reminder to take a deep breath. To just breathe. And sitting with your breath is a great form of self-care. I think sometimes we think of meditation as sitting and breathing, but it's not the same thing. And as a yoga teacher, I know that there's a difference. So meditation is that time that you quiet your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Breath work is when you sit and take a conscious, you know, take that conscious time with your breath. You are aware, you are breath work. You are working with your breath. It's not work like your job, but it's just an awareness of inhaling.
It's like a practice.
And exhaling. It is. It's a, you know,
like
in yoga,
practicing anything.
We call it pranayama. And so even if you can just take 5 minutes and do some focused deep breathing, sometimes, how funny. See, we're recording this on my phone. So just take some time and do that. And here, this is life happening right here. Hold on. Okay. I was making sure we were still recording. But because I'm going to actually, if that was my dad, I'm going to have to call him back here in just a second. Real life confessions. We're going to post this anyway. I don't care. I mean, we're parents. This is our real life. I'm not going to pretend that we are perfect when we do our radio show. If our dogs come in, if our kids come in, we're parents. And I just think it's...
And children, obviously, because that was dad.
And I'm a child of someone. Yeah, that was my dad calling. I need to call him back. I actually haven't talked to him in a few weeks. And so, just be mindful of your self-care. Be mindful of what you need to get out of life. Be mindful of taking care of yourself, that it will overflow into other areas of your life. And make it a priority.
Taking care of yourself makes it a lot easier to be able to take care of other things.
Yes. If you feel good, you're going to be able to get more work
right.
done.
Right. I mean, that's...
If you're stressed, it's a lot harder to get started. It's a lot harder to finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just harder to do life. And we're going to go through times of stress. And we're going to go through times of joy. And we honor those. There's an ebb and flow to life. And we just have to honor it. But just try to make a self-care routine for yourself. And we'll kind of end here. But so I think what we want to just kind of leave you with right now is this. And actually, Lewis has stepped out. I had to take that call with my dad because he called me back. Life, guys, life, right? So I think the thing that I want you to get is just to kind of leave you with this is create a self-care routine for yourself. Make a plan. Maybe write it out. And maybe even use some reminders. There are some great, there are great apps out there that can help you to remember to stop and breathe, to stop and meditate, to do those sorts of things. And so you can also utilize technology to help you with your self-care now. But create a routine. Pick those things that you are going to do daily. So, for example, for me, it's I exercise almost daily, either doing a weight training workout or a cardio workout or yoga. There is some physical activity that I'm going to do on most days. The weekends are usually when I take time off from that, because that's usually when we will also maybe go hiking if the weather's nice and that sort of stuff. We'll go do fun things with the kids, so I don't usually work out then. But during the day, I will also try to just sit and take a few deep breaths every night. Guys, now our coffee pot is going off. This is just not going to be perfect, is it? Right? Life. Anyway. But, so, just allow yourself to create that schedule. And you're going to have to give yourself some time to let that schedule become a habit. So don't think that when you start incorporating some of these things into your daily life that it's going to become automatic. You're going to have to give yourself about a good month for these new practices to become a habit in your daily life. So give yourself some grace. If there are some days where you just aren't able to make it to a workout class that maybe you have decided to attend, or maybe you are finding trouble getting in that time of prayer that you wanted, have some grace with yourself. Give yourself some time to create a habit, but commit to creating the habit. You're going to have to make self-care a priority. And don't overcomplicate it. Just pick one or two things that you really want to commit to in taking better care of yourself and roll with it. That's all you need to do. So as we close out our second episode of The Crunchy Christian, I want to just remind you guys that I still have a few spaces open for Way Less to Feed More. If you want to get more information about that, you can go to ChristinaSouth.com and get the information there. It's on my homepage, and I think I need to update how many spaces I have left for the program, because I really only have 3 or 4 spaces. I need to count it up again. So if you want to join me for our spring edition of Way Less to Feed More, I would love to have you as we go through a spiritual journey of getting healthy and whole and learning to love God, love ourselves, and also let that overflow into loving others. You can join us then. And we will be back here next week for another episode of The Crunchy Christian. And we'll see you then.